This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You have to think like some of these people who are the house critics, they don't think the subject is worth exploring, which is why they just say these things offhanded. It's not worth investigation. It's nonsense. That's part of it.
House critic. I love that. That's exactly, you couldn't describe it better, Gene. That's perfect.
Why, thank you very much.
That was a good one. And Hynek was a house critic. In fact, he wrote something, and I have used it recently because, of course, I've been writing a lot about him and with Project Blue Book, the television show. And essentially, my reviews are the first part are about the episode. The second part is about the beginning of the season, the real cases and the real Project Blue Book files. That now it's beginning to be more about mythology and UFO mythologies and where these come from. But Hynek said that there was this attitude among scientists and many in the Air Force when he joined that the whole thing was ridiculous. So every case has to be ridiculous. Every case, there's no doubt it has a mundane explanation. So that's what we need to explain. And he said he even pushed that himself, and he felt bad about that later on, that he was of that same mindset, that there's nothing to this, so we're going to show there's nothing to this. And as time went on, he was obviously surprised that, wow, there is something to this, and then he had to try to fight that attitude. Yeah, it's this attitude that, of course, there's nothing to any of this. Are you kidding? And so they fight this attitude, which is illogical, unscientific, and that's what's great about, I think, scientists like Avi Loeb and some of these others who are finally stepping up and saying, hey, guys, we have no reason to disparage these ideas. We have no evidence to say it's not this or that. There's no reason we shouldn't be hypothesizing here or there and testing these hypotheses to see if it's a case.
Well, last week we had Kevin Randall on, and he did an interview with Paul Hynek, J. Allen Hynek's son, and about the show that you were just talking about. And his view is that his dad would have loved the show. He probably would have got a bowl of popcorn and sat down and just really got into it and found it entertaining. And when you were writing here on Den of Geek, though, you were saying it's fun fiction, but it would be great to see something more accurate, even if it's more boring. And so, there's kind of the two sides of the coin, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. And, for instance, National Geographic has kind of finally returned from this crazy world of pseudo reality television where they tell us it's reality, but lots of it is actually scripted. And National Geographic has returned to kind of the more, traditional science-based stuff. And I love it. Maybe some people think it's boring, but like Blue Planet has done very well. So I think there's an audience for that who really want to learn it. And I love historical fiction. I've interviewed Paul Hynek a couple times also. And it's kind of interesting. In fact, I quoted him in my last one because of all this stuff about this Russian espionage stuff they're bringing into the show related to his mother, who none of that actually happened. And I was like, well, what about this? Does this rub you wrong at all? And he's like, no, I've got to take it with a grain of salt that it is fiction.
Would you explain briefly, though, where is Mimi Hynek being brought in connection with something related to Russia?
So Mimi Hynek actually really didn't have anything to do with Alan Jay, her husband's research into UFOs. But in the program, they kind of built her into this beautiful housewife who is just kind of getting pulled into this in that the Russians are watching. She's got this friend she's become close with who we found out is a Russian spy who is trying to find information. And it seems like she's getting freaked out because she's starting to figure out, holy crud, what are the Americans looking into? Is this aliens or something? And then there's also this weird kind of Men in Black thing where she's kind of being harassed by other people, these or disgruntled or at least witnesses to UFO encounters, like who have gone kind of crazy, who are also harassing her. So you've got all these people harassing this poor Mimi, and that's what that's kind of about. And luckily, in real life, she was not harassed like that. At least Paul says not to his knowledge.
I was thinking here as you were talking, they're mixing elements of the TV series The Americans about Russian spies pretending to be the normal American couple with two kids and The X-Files with the Men in Black and everything, and combining all these elements into this show.
They are, although they are more accurate, at least to kind of the mythology out there. I've interviewed the creator and show writer, and he is a student of ufology and the mythologies around it.
Well, for me, that just makes it more fun, you know.
I think so too, in a way, because I could see, especially if you're not you don't know about these mythologies out there, how you would be like, where the heck is this coming from? But if you are aware of them, they're kind of expertly and even intelligently integrating these mythologies inside of this and introducing a lot of interesting ideas to the audience. So I kind of like that in a way myself. So like you said, I feel torn. In a way, I'm really liking the show. It's fun. In another way, it would have been great to see something more historically accurate, like I said, even if it would have been more boring.
Yeah, I think I know exactly how you feel. It's definitely a double-edged sword, that one. And to tell you the truth, I haven't even seen an episode yet, and I'm just wishing I could. I'm not sure how I can get it here without having to pay for it.
Where are you?
I'm in Canada, and I'm on a really limited budget personally. But
I don't know if they've got in Canada. They're showing, at least for the U.S., you can watch the episodes for free on the History Channel website. I think you can see the episodes, not the current week one, but the rest of them. But I've heard that at least like in the UK, when I send people to that website, they can't look. But Sci-Fi Channel did just pick up the show for the UK. So hopefully, maybe they'll pick it up for Canada or elsewhere as well.
It's just a matter of time before it, you know, they'll probably release it on some discs and I can pick it up at the library. So that's kind of the level of entertainment that I'm at.
Here in the U.S., the History Channel makes the shows available freely with commercials like the CW. But a lot of the networks, the broadcast networks and the cable, they require you to first log in with your cable or satellite provider's username and password before they let you see it. So
yeah,
when you have,
this is exactly the problem I had, and I don't have TV cable.
And you see, here's part of the problem here is it's stupid because if they're showing the program with ads, we think in theory they're still making money by giving exposure to the advertising. But, you know, that's the individual network decision. But you see, the CW, which has all the superhero shows in the U.S., they're owned by CBS and they're owned by Warner Brothers because you have the DC characters. It doesn't make sense. Whereas CBS, if you want to see the CBS shows, you've got to subscribe to CBS All Access to see the new Star Trek Discovery and everything. Or if you want to see the other stuff on the regular network, you've got to subscribe unless you're on a cable provider's network.
Right. And I think even Netflix, the prices, I was just reading that it's one of the single largest price hikes in tech history. The cost for watching Netflix. So, I mean, even that, and they don't have it yet. They might have it in a year or two, sort of when it goes out onto, there seems to be this trickle down process. You probably know more about it than I do, Gene and Alejandro, but it seems like a show will start out kind of at the top of the ratings list. And as it gets enough exposure and it's been seen a few times, they'll put the reruns out on Netflix. Like they've got some of the old Star Trek.
Sure, right. But they won't do it with stuff from CBS, I think, anymore. Disney is pulling their content because Disney wants to have its own streaming service. We discussed this quite a bit on the Tech Night Out Live, my technology show. We'll have more on this and other things we never know what's going to happen. Gene Randall Alejandro, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Alejandro Rojas joining us. We're talking about the Project Blue Book TV show from the History Channel, produced by Robert Zemeckis. Of course, of Back to the Future and Forrest Gump fame. And we mentioned Netflix, and I pointed out here that Netflix is losing Disney content, which is Marvel, by the way. Okay? Anything Marvel, anything Lucas, Star Wars, They're losing that. They canceled some of the Marvel superhero shows already. Daredevil, Luke Cage, okay, and Iron Fist gone. And they had the biggest price increase in the history of the network. So right now, the cheapest basic non-HD plan for Netflix is $8.99. You want to get HD? It's $12.99. If you want to have 4K, the higher resolution feature that's now available in a lot of TV sets, you get $15.99 a month for simultaneous 4K streams, if you have the bandwidth for that. So I don't know if they're just raking it in, or you'll see people leave Netflix and say, wait a minute, I'm not going to see some of the shows I like. Forget about it.
The TV wars, the online world. I did want to go back to something I think is interesting, is how Hynek would react to all of this. You know, Paul Hynek said that his dad really liked Close Encounters. However, Don Schmidt says Hynek, at least his first reaction was that he didn't like it. And at first I was like, you're kidding, I love Close Encounters. And then I saw his perspective. And I think he might have the same kind of reaction, at least at first, to Project Blue Book. He was very frustrated that it was fiction, that it wasn't representing exactly the different UFO cases that Hynek had, you know, given Spielberg. Instead, it was kind of encapsulating the feel. Like, for instance, you know, the beginning where they're in the control tower and they're tracking these UFOs on radar and the pilots are seeing it. We've had stories recently of this same exact thing, and it feels like you're there when something is happening. But that incident in particular didn't happen, like in the movie, but incidents that practically exactly like it have happened many, 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 many times in the Blue Book files and elsewhere.
Probably one of the best scenes in the whole movie, actually, because it was very realistic. It really brought you in to the environment where these types of things are happening.
I wanted to mention something here about Hynek's participation in Close Encounters. So Mark O'Connell wrote The Close Encounters Man, and he mentioned the fact that when Steven Spielberg was developing Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and there was information about it in the trades, they didn't reach out to Dr. Hynek at all. He, in turn, contacted them and said, can I help in some way? So I guess they did work with him in terms of technical support. They gave him a bone there, that little cameo that's so famous towards the end of the film, for which he got $3,500. For a film that in 1978 or whatever grossed $300 million. But again, if he hadn't reached out to them, they would have done nothing.
Yeah.
And maybe that's a reason for him not to be so favorably disposed.
According to Don Schmidt, they also promised to throw a few bucks to hit KUFOS, the Search Center for UFO Studies that Hynek had started, and that never happened. So Don, to this day, have you heard him talk about it, he's very upset about that whole thing. So it is unfortunate. What I found interesting is watching the show, The Shapes of the UFOs, I had assumed that those were taken from different cases. But a few years back, I was able to interview Doug Trumbull. We have that interview at the Open Minds TV YouTube. And I asked him about it, and he said no. He said, I didn't even know Hynek. He's a huge UFO book, Doug Trumbull. He works with Mark D'Antonio, the photo and video expert for MUFON, and they work on UFO projects and also on TV commercials and stuff like that together. So he's a huge UFO buff. He would have loved to have met Hynek, but he didn't even know Hynek was associated with the movie, and Doug Trumbull was a special effects guy who created all the UFOs in the movie. And if you notice, they look like toys, and that's mostly what he did. He took toys and put lights on them to create the UFOs because he wanted weird, different shapes, which he did a great job with. But he was his own student of the topic, pretty much. But yeah, he never worked with Hynek, at least in designing the look. Kind of shocking.
Well, I guess in a way. I mean, it's in another way, it's not really all that surprising.
Yeah.
You know, But you know, what was surprising for me to find out, as Gene points out, is that he wasn't Hynek initially consulted. And when you look at his book, well, of course, Hynek wrote The UFO Experience. That should be required reading along with the report on unidentified flying objects by Ruppelt for anyone who's interested in ufology, because right on the cover, it says The UFO Experience, Close Encounters of the First Kind, the Second Kind, the Third Kind, in broad colored stripes. This was the primary focus of his book, and it's where the term close encounters came from in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to have been inspired by that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are videos from I do a talk on Spielberg and UFOs, and there are videos out there, even with the recent anniversary box set from just a few years ago, where not only Spielberg, but also the crew are talking about Hynek. So they got to meet Hynek, and really Spielberg kind of borrows this term from Hynek, where it's not science fiction, it's kind of science speculation sort of thing. I know Spielberg wrote that script very quickly. He had come up with something and wrote it pretty much on a weekend, and came forward and, you know, and he got funding for it and everything. And this was right after Jaws. So he was like a hit, you know, he was the it guy. And then he came followed up with another hit, of course, and he's the hit maker. He continued on doing this, but he is his entire life. He's even called himself a ufologist. He is really into the topic of UFOs. So it's very likely he read the book before he started on the movie, and probably other books as well. I would guess Ruppelt, but he's always been really, really into UFOs. In fact, many of his movies after Close Encounters were inspired by UFO cases. One in particular, which you all probably are aware of, the Kelly Hopkinsville case, in which in the 50s, and this is kind of the case that made the term Little Green Men really popular and permanently attached to UFO encounters. Unfortunately, this family, and I guess I'll tell the story if that's all right.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So this family in Kentucky, in the middle of the night, they...
Do the story in our next segment. We have a story from Alejandro Rojas. But before he does that story, we have to break. There's no other way. Alejandro, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam tells top staffers he won't resign after a racist photo surfaced from his med school yearbook page. Richmond resident Darnell Carruthers.
I don't believe in my heart that he is racist.
Meanwhile, a second woman accuses Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault when they both were students at Duke University. Fairfax, in a statement, calls the accusation demonstrably false. He says, "I have never forced myself on anyone ever." The city of Milwaukee has held a vigil for 35-year-old officer Matthew Ritter. He was shot and killed on Wednesday while serving a search warrant. City Alderman Tony Zielinski says Ritter was a hero.
He did two tours of duty in Iraq. He comes back here and fights for our safety right in our own neighborhoods.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's been perfect for me for the last couple of years. I just did it for health. I'm not one of these people that have some kind of, you know, issue or anything. I'm in good health and happy and can't complain. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's an easy-to-follow system, you know, just take the fruits with breakfast and the veggies with lunch, and away I go. So it's easy to do. It's much, much better than the old vitamins that I used to take. It does everything I need to do. I've stayed healthy. I haven't had a cold in 2 years, so I'm doing good.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We sure love telling people we'll get back with the story after the cliffhanger, like they do it on a TV series, you know. Suddenly the hero is in jeopardy. But Alejandro, you're not in jeopardy, except for the game Jeopardy.
However, the Suttons, and I forget the name of that other family that was with these people in the middle of nowhere in Kentucky, they were in jeopardy, and they experienced a horrifying evening, an evening so horrifying and strange that Steven Spielberg based several movies off of this incident. So this family was very well known for, I think her name was Geraldine, kind of the matriarch of the family, grandma. And she wouldn't let any of the adults drink when they were around kids. And they had some friends, a family in town, and they're all staying in essentially this shack near Kellyville or Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Well, they're having a good old time talking and hanging out with each other. And Billy Ray goes outside to fill up a bucket with water. Well, he says he saw this elliptical-shaped object glowing, flying in the air, and then landing behind this gully out in the back. He didn't see it, you know, land. He just saw it heading towards that way. Well, he comes into the house, and he tells everybody, guys, I just saw this UFO landing back there. And they're like, yeah, right. They didn't believe him. So they go on with the evening. And soon after, they see outside this weird creature with big ears, only a few feet tall, long arms, and glowing eyes. Well, just like anybody would do out in the backwoods of Kentucky if they saw a stranger on their land, especially one so strange looking, they decided to open fire and they start shooting at it. Well, more of these things come. They said it looked like they had silver outfits when they would shoot them. They said it didn't seem to have an effect. At one point, they thought they killed one, so they go outside. and one of them is on the roof and grabs one of the guy's hats. So they have this shootout essentially with these things. They explained, you know, kind of a metallic sound when they hit them. One of them that they shot out of a tree that fell like a leaf to the ground, but they couldn't kill any of them. So in the middle of the night when there was a bit of a reprieve, they jumped into their car and they went to the police station. The police at first, of course, thought they were ridiculous, but they believed them because they were a credible family. They knew this family and they were all genuinely scared. So the police go back with them to their home. When they get there, there's nothing around. They, of course, see the evidence of all the gunshots, the shells, the bullet holes in the screen and in the walls and the windows. And so they knew something happened, but the family finally calmed down because the police were there and everything was fine. The police left. Well, allegedly after the police left, the critters came back. And this whole thing started up until daylight. And then at daylight, these things disappeared and weren't seen again. There were people from the Air Force who came and researched. I think there's even a Blue Book file on it. But essentially, the Air Force said it was probably a circus monkey nearby that got loose.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I saw that. Yeah, they were, of course, dressed in their circus outfits with their little silver jackets and so on.
Right.
And stuff. But you know what's really funny is you use the word critters there, and it just reminds me of that movie, you know, that I think it was from in 1986 or 7.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like these little alien critters scurrying around, people shooting at them and stuff.
Well, what had happened was actually Hynek did go out to investigate this one, and he said that the circus monkey thing was ridiculous. He did not buy that at all, actually. Mainly because of what these people described also. And they were all taken separately to describe the creatures. And they described these small creatures that were very muscular in the chest, had these long arms with claws, these big ears. And they looked exactly like gremlins. So gremlins was one of the stories inspired by this movie. So this movie... There was essentially everybody's pushing, you know, Steve, you got to do Close Encounters 2. So he was working on something called Close Encounters 2, which was also called something like Nocturnal Mirrors or something like that. I forget all the names. He had several working titles for this movie, but he was going to make this Close Encounters 2, these evil aliens that are attacking this family, essentially the Kelly Hopkinsville story. Well, he goes to he's on the set of Raiders of the Lost Ark. And at the time, Harrison Ford's girlfriend was a writer. And so she reads the script and she says, no, you don't want to go evil mean. You need to have it nice and sweet, a nice, cute little sweet alien. And so that he went back to the production company and said, I'm changing everything. Instead, I'm going to do this E.T. movie with this cute little alien that everybody loves. Well, the production, if you know much about the movie E.T., they did not think it was a cute alien. And really, you know, you can see it. If someone said, look, here's an alien, you'd think that thing's freaky. It's going to scare the hell out of kids. Well, Spielberg said, I don't think so. They went forward, and Spielberg turned out to be right. Of course, that was a huge hit. He also melded into that movie. He was doing a movie about young men who grow up with a single mother. And you'll remember in the movie, you know, it was kind of a coming of age of Elliot, who was growing up with a single mom. He put those movies together. Then the next movies that were inspired were, of course, Gremlins. There's a scene where they're walking by the movie theater in Gremlins, and you see on the billboard A Boy's Life, which was going to be the movie about the young man who has a single mother, and also the working title he had for Close Encounters 2, which I forgot right now, Nocturnal something rather. So it was kind of an homage to that. But the other movie that was inspired by Kelly Hopkinsville that Spielberg did was Poltergeist, where it's his family. Essentially, it's a story. It's his family getting attacked by a supernatural force. In this case, it's Poltergeist as opposed to aliens, because he had already done the aliens thing. So all of these movies were heavily inspired by this Kelly Hopkinsville case.
Very interesting. Well, I mean, ufology is hugely cultural. In terms of its content, I'd say probably the largest portion of it is cultural. And so we have a lot of fiction and docu-fiction What do you think of Stryber's material? Personally, I tend to think, my view is that it is really docufiction.
You know, it's really funny that you say that, because I was always curious. You know, I always scratched my head about Whitley. And then I got to meet him and have dinner with him. And I was like, aha, I get it. Because with Whitley, it's never this happened or that happened. It's like, I don't know. It's maybe this. It's maybe that. He lives in this world where nothing's for sure. Nothing's solid. Everything is constantly changing and moving. And this could be the case or that could be the case. And of course, he's a fiction writer. And he's a brilliant one. I mean, he's an extremely successful fiction writer. And so you see into like the mind of this fiction writer where there is no such thing as kind of a stable ground reality like many of the rest of us live in. So I would agree with you. You know, his is a world of possibilities instead of a world of certainties. And I think that's what you have to keep in mind when you're listening or dealing with Whitley and his work.
We've had him on the show once after making arrangements to have him on and then having him cancel. But I don't know why we have him on again. I mean, he was interesting and all. I've seen him lecture. He lectured in New York in the 90s, I think, before we moved out to Arizona. And I remember this one, which I'm going to talk about in the next segment before we proceed with Whitley Strieber. So he comes there and he gives his presentation. And he didn't seem too personable when you wanted to talk to him after his lecture. Forget about that. Maybe he's a big star. You know, don't touch me, I'm a star. I don't know. So we've got J. Randall Murphy, Alejandro Rojas, and Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So I mentioned this very brief encounter with Whitley Strieber, 1990s, early 90s, late 80s. This is an organization where Tim Beckley and John Keel were involved. I guess the Fortean Society in New York. And one of the things that Strieber said, now I believe it was the late 80s, was that after he reported this, the IRS went after him with a vengeance. Now, people with higher incomes tend to be singled out more often. He felt his interest in UFOs was responsible. Not long thereafter, I get a letter from the IRS about an audit. Weird.
That is really weird. But yeah, in my experience, he was pretty humble when we had him at the UFO Congress one year. And he kept saying, nobody's going to want to see me. And he was like, all right, I'll come, but I don't think anybody's interested in what I have to say. He kept saying that, and then he shows up even before his talk, and he's like, nobody wants to see me. I hope that you have a few people out there, though. And he's like apologizing. I'm like, Whitley, the room is packed. So many people came just to see you. I even pulled across the curtain and said, look at all those people. He's like, wow, there are a lot of people out there. So he did his talk, and they gave a standing ovation. And he came down and he's like, wow, I didn't think anybody cared what I had to say. So it was kind of interesting. I got the sense that he really has no sense of kind of reality of really how things are or how people perceive things. He's just kind of in his own world.
Yeah. But there's no denying that he's certainly a part of the ufology culture. You know, going back to, you mentioned the movie Poltergeist, and this is something that, you know, I've asked other guests, and I just wanted to get your take on this, Alejandro. It seems that other aspects of the paranormal have a number of things in common with the UFO phenomenon. So things like the ability to seemingly vanish into thin air, or invisibility, shape-shifting, strange lights. And sometimes they're even associated with each other, like in conjunction with other types of phenomena like hauntings or UFOs. We had another guest on that we were talking about this with and mentioned the Oz factor, you know, Jenny Randall's, like that odd state of consciousness involving changes to a person's perception of time and space. And almost all paranormal phenomena seem to have these things in common with the UFO phenomena. And I can't help but feel that because of all of those connections, that there really is more of a connection between the UFO phenomena and all of these things. It's so much so that one of my theories or pet theories is that, well, maybe they are connected because the UFOs are actually in on it. because what we have is a kind of technology that can enable these things to take place in a variety of ways. What do you think of that idea?
I think that that idea is very interesting. I used to write about other aspects of paranormal, and I'm still interested, but, you know, UFOs have taken up so much of what I do. But, you know, even the equipment you use, like EMF and flare and all these other things are the same. And I agree with you. And I think what's interesting and what I've been discovering, and this kind of ties in the beginning of our conversation with scientists, scientists are very open to these ideas, or at least some, more so than I think we realize. For instance, one thing that people forget when we talk about Lou Elizondo and this DOD project is that that $22 million that the New York Times said was allocated to this program was allocated to investigate the Skinwalker Ranch. And not many people realize that, because it's really only George Knapp who shared that. Very little people have really picked up on this. And there was even a letter that George Knapp released from one of the Bigelow contractors, essentially one of the managers who was in charge of doing this investigation with this $22 million, who said, what we were looking into was not just UFOs, but poltergeist activity, cryptozoology, portals, and time-space manipulation. I mean, this paper written by this person is mind-boggling. It's even difficult to understand. It's so really rich and scientific, but with all of this weirdness. Similar to these documents that have come out recently that talk about what Elizondo's group was working with, and, you know, their papers on wormholes and Drake's equation and all of this time-space type of stuff. So a lot of the scientists, although they don't talk a lot about it in public, they feel that way. They feel that there is some sort of wormhole, time-space type of phenomena that really links all of this together. That, there's even talk in some of this group around maybe Bigfoot coming through these portals, or that is how UFOs go between travel through spaces, and it is more multidimensional. But this very technical sort of idea. And what's interesting is that scientists are kind of adopting. They feel, even maybe because science is moved towards this idea that multiple dimensions is something that's possible, they seem more comfortable with this idea that it's kind of this interface with other dimensions that we are seeing and calling paranormal. And so I think you're right. I think that there is a tie-in, and that science is moving in that direction as well.
What's your favorite theory? You know, we asked Kevin Randall this, and his was time travel. But, even if it's far out and it might seem like, well, not necessarily scientifically plausible, but just the one that you like the most, the one that you'd like to be true, what is it?
I don't know that there's one I would like to be true in a way, and I'll get into that. First, I've got to say I'm a huge fan of Kevin Randall. I think he's one of the best out there. And he brings up a good point with time travel, because we can't say it isn't time travel. And it's not a theory that is as popular out there, but it has just as much, you know, potential as any out there. So I think that that is a theory that is important, that it needs to be on the table. One thing I like to ask people is, do you think one day we'll travel in time? And if they say yes, then I say, well, then that's akin to saying that you believe there are people from the future here right now. Right? Because in the future, if they could do it, why wouldn't they be visiting us right now? So I think in that perspective, this is more plausible than maybe we thought. But that is one. I like this idea. I'm kind of evolving along with others in that there's multiple dimensions. And I don't know if you've had Robert Schroeder on. He's this talks about kind of the physics of how that may be happening in disappearances, Valentich case.
Yeah, we've had Schroeder on.
Yeah, so like these, it's kind of scary, but like natural wormholes that when things are aligned just right, you know, weather phenomena like, you know, an electrical storm, that perhaps then it creates kind of this wormhole effect where people can fall into another dimension or something like that. I like this idea that maybe there are, you know, where the border between these different dimensions becomes, you know, where natural occurrences can happen like that, which is kind of scary. And I don't even completely, I can't comprehend the whole dimensions thing and how it works personally, because it's very complicated. But I think that may be part of it. However, what I would like, I'm a huge Star Trek sci-fi geek. So, I mean, really, one of the biggest things that compels me in this field is to, I want to be on the Enterprise. I want to be, take a ride on a spaceship. And they've got to be out there. There's got to be this technology where you can cruise around, you know, these galaxies, like the beginning of Orville or the beginning of any Star Trek episode in the credits, you know. That is my dream, is to be allowed to take a ride like that. And that, as far as wishes may go, is what I wish it would be possible.
I'll give you my wishes in our next segment, by the way. No, I'm going to do it right now. No cliffhanger. I would prefer a Stargate. And the reason is I don't want to wait. I want to just enter the portal, and maybe I'll be disintegrated in the wormhole, but I won't know it, so it won't make a difference. And then end up somewhere else. Okay, 30 seconds later, I am in another star system in another galaxy. That's really a very efficient way. I don't recall on the Stargate SG-1 show and the other spinoffs if people got caught in the Stargate all that often. But with the spaceship, anything can happen. Mm-hmm. If you're maybe there's a problem with the warp drive and the dilithium crystals. No, I don't want to get into that. Do you? Alejandro Rojas, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.